It's seniors week this week, and like most municipalities across the northwest coast, there's things happening in the Circular Head area. Programs for the seniors week, I think, are also available at your council chambers as well, are they?
They certainly are.
Yep. Okay. So you've kicked off, I think, with a morning tea or a lunch today.
Yes. Afternoon tea today, and there would have been 65 seniors there, which was really good. And I know that we had both our high schools, both the Christian school and the public high school, both sent their representatives, and they actually were really good. They just talked about the programs that they had, and I just think senior week is extremely important. The a place like Circular Head that has been known for its looking after its people well, and I think that that starts, well, it's in the past, it's because of our the people that we had there today. And as young people, we need to, or younger people, we need to continue that on, because it's a really strong thing in regional areas to support each other, and that was shown today. And our youth was really excited about just telling the seniors what they do. And we had a young guy there trying to teach us how to draw, and I mean, I struggle with stick men, mate, but
me and you both
do a better job than that.
Yeah, I think there's about I was talking to Sue Leach, who's the CEO of Council of the Aging, or COTA as they call it in Tasmania, yesterday, and she was saying there's about 700 events around Tasmania this week. There's over 130 on the northwest coast, and as you say, programs are available from the council chambers. People can also download them from the website, which is cotataz.org.au. But yeah, it's always an interesting week, isn't it, Darryl?
It is an interesting week, and it's an extremely important week. And I just think our seniors need to be congratulated for what they've made the northwest coast, and because it's really hats off to them that the northwest coast is what it is because of these senior people. And as I said, I think that we need to just to learn from them. And after all, that the things that we were taught by senior of today. So we need to make sure that we learn from that. And we, again, in we need to teach our young people things that they need to be taught. And so that's, yeah, it's an important week. And, good on the people that actually organise it and help them out.
Yeah, as I suggested yesterday, it's only 1 week, and I think it takes some of the other 51 to organise it, because there's 700 events around the state, which is quite amazing. I saw in the paper a few days ago that you've got the cheque for the swimming pool, which is really good. We spoke about this in the lead-up to the federal election. The federal government promised some money for it as well. You were hoping for $3.6 million. You've actually got a little bit more.
Yes, we got 3.22.
Don't tell them in case they made a mistake, all right?
Well, the election, we put the application for the Stronger Regions Fund before the election was actually held. So we thought we'd, just in case we missed out on the Stronger Regions, we'd put in for election promises. So what it means now is that with election promises, they don't kick off till the earliest in July 2017, and would be over the next 2 years after that. So because we've got Stronger Regions money, that needs to be spent in the next 18 months. So once we get plans drawn for our pool now, we can actually start whenever. So that just means that we can get started earlier, and because the pool now has been closed for just on 12 months, we thought we were going to be out without a pool for a lot longer. So it's really encouraging for the federal government. See, and that is fantastic.
What it means is you'll pretty well only miss one season now, as opposed to potentially two or more. And also, you've got an extra $200,000 to spend on it.
Yes, and that's always helpful. We have got a fundraising committee that's actually helping us out as well. And so all we need is the state government to get on board now, and hopefully that might happen sometime as well, and we could just get stages one and two all done together, which would be a great event.
Yeah, I think it was about $10 million, the whole project, wasn't it? And yeah, that was going to involve state government money and council money as well?
Yes, yeah, about $10 to $11 million. We believe we could get it all done in the one go then, so that would be fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Like I say, the sooner you start, you'll miss this summer, but you hopefully have it up and running before next summer, which would be just awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, there was something else you wanted to mention, Darryl.
Yes, while we were on arts and talking about the Stickmen, we did have an arts competition, and that was won in, here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, the Charcherboard Prize. I'm pretty keen to find out about that one, because we mentioned it a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of entrance in that, and I know the judges found it extremely difficult to work on that, but yeah, the judges did come up with a winner, and there was $1,000 for both the viewers' choices or the general public choice. And I know that Billy Vincent, who was a well-known person here, that used to fly around the country, he was painted, or and there was a sketch done on it. It was a huge painting actually, and there was a fantastic painting there, and that won first prize from the public. And David Buchanan, another local school teacher, that was actually the winner of the judges award.
Okay, so what happens to them now? Are they acquired by the council, or do they still stay with the artists?
I understand that they acquired by the council, and we use them from here on in.
Yep, so they're in the collection.
Are in the collection.
Yeah.
A great honour for these people, and I think it was I guess to see the amount of art that was done, and I've had a good look at it here a week or so ago, just around in two or three shops, and so it was really encouraging to see that. So Jeff Powell was the winner of the judges, and I know the judges made two or three other recommendations, and so they really struggled to actually work out who the winners would be. So that's all good.
It is when you've got competition as tight as that, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the good thing now with those ones being acquired by the council, in years to come, the artists could walk into the council chambers or the Memorial Hall or the new swimming pool and see one of their artworks on display.
Yes, well, what we want to do, obviously, we want to display each year so people can see it. And Tim Broome was the guy that painted Billy Vincent. So, well done to these people. Mm. And I look forward to next year. It seems to be getting bigger every year, and there's a number of people at the function when the winners were announced.
Yeah, it is, and no doubt it's created a lot of interest within the arts community, not only in the region, but I'd suggest right around Tasmania as well. Darryl, thanks for your time, as always, this afternoon. We'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Well, thank you, Martin.